We're doing the Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Kuf Pei Vav, the fifth chapter. And the Magen Midovna had gone off on a tangent discussing different basic ideas about why we shouldn't be taken by this world. And he indicated that he was finishing the tangent, but he still has a few more things to say. So he says, "Ma'al olam hazeh bichlalo esam shali v'omar." Once we started talking about the mundane, the physical world, so let me tell you an allegory. Because the world looks so enticing, but only at a distance. Lo mekarov. When you get close up, it's not as good as you thought it was. Like when you look out at the field, you look at the dew in the morning. From a distance, it looks like the dew has covered everything. It takes all the space, it covers all of the earth. But if you come close and you try to pick it up, it seems to have disappeared. Where is it? From a distance, it looks like everything's dew. When you try to come close and pick it up, suddenly you can't find anything. There's almost nothing there. Be'ur advarim. What do I mean to say? Ki ishtat unvon ruach, yavinu et kol emeiru yabitu. A person who understands, so he should understand, he should take note. Hema yishpotu ke nitron la'adam ba'olam hazeh mikol asagato ba'on va'osher. They should be able to realize on their own that as much as a person attains wealth, that even in this world, ultimately, that's not what benefits him. And as we've been repeatedly stating, it's a tool, it's not an end. It's a means. Ven beno ven adal kol meuma. And in truth, there's no difference between him and the pauper. Ki zeochel velovesh vezeochel velovesh. They both masticate, they both chew, they both eat, they both get dressed. Vegam zeochel pat bemelech vezeochel madanim. So this guy eats his bread with salt, and that guy eats his sweets. You'd be surprised. Sometimes a poor man has a simple sandwich, but he's as happy with his simple sandwich as the other guy with all his sweets. There was once a story. There was a very wealthy individual who sat down for his meal, and he didn't have the wine he wanted. So he went to the butler, and he said, "Why don't we have the wine I like?" So the butler said, "Honestly, I checked every store in our vicinity. No one carries that wine right now." So he says, "Well, I want you to get on the phone and find out where they do carry that wine." So he called, and it turned out it was quite a distance. So the guy said, "Well, I'm not sitting for the meal without that wine." He went out, got into his helicopter, flew over to the place, got the bottle of wine, and came back to have his meal. When they said the story to Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Moshe Feinstein was very upset. He said, "What kind of human being is that? That's what's important to him?" To the point where he's going to get into the helicopter, fly over there, because he has to have that wine at this meal. That's where he's holding. He saw it so negatively, he was literally upset that a person could want to live such a materially focused life, where he has to have that wine at this meal, to the point where he's going to go by helicopter to get his wine. Says the Magen Midovna, if you look at things, you come to a realization, they both enjoy their meal. And maybe you don't even know who enjoys it more. ויותר מזה תראה גם באדם אחד אשר היה עני ומאכל שולחנו כמנהג העניים ואחר כך הצליח ובא אל הון עתק. I'll tell you even more, says the Magen Midovna. Sometimes you have a guy who was poor and he was eating like the poor, and then he had great success. He became very wealthy. And he eats all the fancy foods. You don't find that he enjoys his meals more than he did when he was poor. It's only in the beginning, the initial thrill. Now I could have all the steaks I wanted. Now I could have all the wine I wanted. Great. Initially it's exciting, but then after a time, there's no difference. When it started, when it was exciting, then it was fantastic. What a great taste. Now I could finally have what I wanted. It's like the guys from Machon Meir when they get a good Shabbos meal. It's like, All week long, I've been eating yeshiva food. I meant when you come to my house for Shabbos. Okay. The truth is, it's been years. You guys don't. Okay. Yishkachon yom udo. So when he finally gets a good meal, then he gets excited. Omnam kasher yirbo yamim ve'yem mugal b'machanim chashuvim. But as time passes and he becomes used to these fancy foods, yishkachon yom udo. Usudot gedolot keila yom yashuvu ilav dvarim tivikim. He forgets where he came from. He forgets his past. And it becomes second nature that he should have such fancy meals. Velo yervu lo ki mamachalim asher haya ki im ke hamachalim asher haya ochel mikedem b'shifluto. And suddenly he finds himself back where he was. The meal has the same effect as when he was a pauper. וכל סוגי אכילות עם סעודות תמידיות ומקריות, היינו עם סעודה בכל יום תמיד, או סעודות שבתות וימים טובים, או איזה שמחה שתזדמן יהיה הכל על משקל אחד, העני מעשיר. And you know what? All meals carry the same weight. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. It doesn't matter if it's a constant or a unique thing. When people go to a wedding, everyone enjoys the wedding the same way. When people have their Shabbos and Yom Tov and they have whatever special foods they have, they enjoy it the same way. It's not like he's enjoying the world more. Because when the wealthy guy has his meal, he doesn't like it any more than the pauper. Because he's used to it. And then it becomes something that's a necessity, just like the bread for the poor man. And that's a phenomenal concept. This is one of the first concepts I taught in the chinuch classes. The kids once came to me on Shabbos and said they wanted chocolate. So I decided I'm going to play a trick. I did it out of humor. I just wanted to see their reaction. So there was a little bar of chocolate, you know, like you buy in the store, a little bar. And I took a sharp knife and I sliced off the thinnest slice I could get off with the knife. And I gave each kid a thin, thin slice. Of course, the first thing they said was, "Abba." So I said, "What?" I made believe, like, straight-faced. I was dead serious. I didn't say a word. And they sat there, and they sucked the thin slice, and they loved it. And I realized that they enjoyed that thin slice so much more than had I given each one a whole bar. It's like when you're sitting by the computer and you open a whole bag of popcorn, you could eat the whole bag, and you don't know you ate it. And you don't even have to be sitting at the computer. If you sit down for a Friday night and you open a whole bag of Bamba, you could open a whole bar of chocolate. You polish off the whole bar, you didn't enjoy it. Did you ever notice that when you finish the bar and you look back and there are little crumbs and you pick up a crumb and you take it, sometimes you enjoy that crumb more than you did the whole bar? Because when you have the whole bar, you're not thinking about the bar. You know you're going to have the whole bar. You don't even enjoy it. But if you stop and think about it, you don't need as much to enjoy it. So focus.
If you pay for your meal, you enjoy it a lot more than if you get a free meal. Like I used to work in hotels, and like if you had to pay 150 shekels for that meal, that would be the best meal in the world. I used to sometimes eat that food for free, and it was kind of like, I don't want to say junk, but it wasn't great. You know?